listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Final postcast for K-State Women's Soccer coming at you on the 30th of October, 2022, folks. This won't come out until either late tomorrow evening or late Monday night, but it is the end of the campaign 2022 season for K-State Women's Soccer after, of course, making it in due to getting some help after losing to West Virginia back on Thursday night. You get some help. You get into the Big 12 tournament for the first time in program history to lose to Texas, the number one seed in this tournament, and lose to them in the same score as you did in the regular season meeting. 4-0 in the quarterfinal match earlier today, or earlier this morning. And no, and it's hard to win games when you don't score goals. It's that simple enough there as well. And they were, and this time, Texas, they did not wait until the second half to score goals. They scored 3 in the first half, and it probably was took advantage of jitters on the women's sideline, on the K-State side for sure. And then they added one in the second half of this game to make it 4-0 in the game. And Hollywood, Emily Jane Cox, Lexi Mismo, and Trinity Byers. Trinity Byers, I think it was the one who scored all those goals in the first meeting. I might be wrong on that, but he scored 16 goals this year for Texas. Holly Ward scored 3rd, Cox 7th, Mismo 5th, as they pretty much manhandled K-State earlier this morning by the count of 4-0, sending K-State home, packing and ending the 2022 season for women's soccer there. But yes, it will be definitely highlighted by taking a huge step forward by this women's soccer team, for sure. But I guess if you want to post 2022, in a nutshell there, got to score goals, and they've been on kind of an inconsistent throughout the year. You score one here, you don't get none here. It's things like that. But again, they had the ladies to get it done. Hey, I mean, they did what they had to do in this one. Mike DeBeany, after the game, wrapping up his 7th season here at K-State, quote, "I'm extremely proud of our group. They competed all year. They got better as the year went along. They stuck together in the lows. They played hard, and I just couldn't be more proud of where we started and where we're at now." Well deserved for the group. The seniors brought that leadership this year, and the rest of the group that are returning brought a lot of them that was much needed in this program, and just excited to see where this program continues to go. We're better, and we have a great group coming back to learn for next season and understand what it takes when you get to the tournament. I am looking forward to the future of this program. It is very, very bright, end quote there. Commented on the play of Kyler Goings, who's obviously one of the top 2 players on this team throughout the year, and she will be lost this year in her senior season. Coach DeBeany after the game saying, "Kyler, quote, Kyler has the ability to create so much for us in the attack with her speed and her finishing ability. Today was one of those games where if she could have found a goal in the back of the net, things could have been different. Texas is a really good side, and a really good team. They are a top 20 team for a reason, but I felt like, for the most part, despite some unfortunate calls, the final score wasn't an indication of how close the game was," end quote there. That is an intriguing comment right there from Coach DeBeany there after the game. And yes, we talk about this all the time, whether it's football score, baseball, whatnot. It's not what it is in the box score as well, but hey, at the end of the night, especially tournament time, you know how these things go. It doesn't matter You got to get it done there in K-State. Simply was hammered, and they did not score a goal against Texas in 2022. Of course, got shut out early in the season, or I should say midway in the season, and then you get shut out here in the Big 12 tournament. That sends you home packing there as well. And then, of course, head coach Mike DeBeanie, one of those returning players coming back next year, is the play of goalkeeper Alina Wehrmeyer. Excuse me again. Quote, her experience is valuable. She has been in there for the last 3 years and going into her senior year, this upcoming year, for her, that with all of that Big 12 experiences on it, will help this program continue to move forward. And we're just excited that she had a brilliant season and broke records, but she is not done, end quote there. Yeah, she's not done yet. And then, of course, again, don't want to just pull the bull by the horns here. But, yeah, your offense has to be a little bit more consistent to help out Wehrmeyer. She's going to be one of the more top five or maybe, at least top half. I mean, I don't know all the goalies in the Big 12, at least on the women's soccer side, but I do know my player, Alina Wehrmeyer, came on, take another step forward this year as well. So we'll see what happens in the next season going forth with her. She'll be one of those players to be coming back. And then, of course, we got to hear from one of the seniors after their season came to a close, Kirsten Van Carr. Quote, it's so special, and I'm over the moon that this is the team we got to do it with. It's always hard work. When you set a goal, you have to work really hard for it, and we just busted our butts every day on the field and in the locker room, just trying to get better every chance we can, and I think stepping out onto that field today and seeing our fans there, seeing the coaches and everyone like the support staff that we have with us, it was a proud moment for the Cats today, end quote there. And then, of course, with Kirsten Van Carr's career ending at K-State, well, here at K-State soccer ending this afternoon, she had a comment, kind of a little quote for the freshmen and sophomores there. She obviously has seen them every day playing with them. Quote, I just told them they made our job very easy this year because all we ask them is to work hard and learn as much as they can. And I think when we step into the Big 12 play this year, we just flipped a switch, and it was the depth that we had coming off the bench and even the freshman stars that we had were a pivotal part of our team. And quote that. Take that last quote right there. That last sentence right there. Pivotal part right there. We saw Mike DeBeanie finally use his depth to get the other girls an opportunity to get that valuable experience. And hopefully that will carry on in the next year. I mean, you can't keep, like I said, I complain about it. You can't keep playing the same players. At some point, one point or another, you have to get your underclassmen some experience. And maybe this last third of the season that we saw this women's soccer team play all these young ladies on this team could play dividends next season there as well. So we'll see. Obviously, you have an offseason to think about as well. Texas outshot K-State 20-10 there. As that's kind of a big marker right there as well. And of course, Trinity Byers had a 70. It was 3-0 for much of the second half, and of course, she added a late goal, late with 10 minutes to go in the match there as well. The Wildcats, of course, Chris Kleiman broke a combination between Oklahoma State, Texas, and Baylor. He came in there 0-9. He broke that yesterday. Well, the Wildcats, well, Mike DeBeanie, well, your streak continues to go on by itself against Texas. You're now 0-8 against Texas all time there as well. That's just not good. And, of course, you play. This was only K-State's second match on a neutral site, and they lost. So they're 1-1 in that department there as well. Kyla Goings made her 48th career start today and now moves into sixth all-time in school history for career starts. Goings also finished today with 3 shots as well. And of course, all those, I believe, were on target towards the goal as well. She moved into second school history for career shots on goal with 38 as well. And of course, the total of 52 shots as well and 21 on goal going. Kyler going set the school records for total shots and shots on goal in his senior season. Congratulations, Kyler Goings, who's really picked it up a couple of notches this year. Obviously, without Brooklyn Enitz and, of course, Marissa Weichel, in my eyes, was a disappointment this year. I thought she would take another step after leading the team in goals last year. They missed her to production this year. There's not a question about that. Another senior that we have to comment on here, Bailey Nemechek. 67th career game today as a K-State soccer Wildcat there as well. She is now fourth on the K-State career games, played less there. Nemechek started her 55th career match and will remain third all-time in school history for career starts. Vaughn Carr, who I just quoted, made 42 career starts as a K-State Wildcat on the soccer field as well. A lot of veteran leadership is going to be lost between those three. Nemechek, Goings, Van Carr in that mix as well. Wow, that's incredible there. They stuck it out, and they were rewarded. I mean, yes, you lose in a loss column right there, but you get rewarded there by making it, being a part of a first team that to reach the pinnacle. Well, not necessarily the pinnacle, but the pinnacle in this conference, the Big 12 tournament there as well. Jasmine Brown, a freshman that I've called a couple times throughout the year, set the school record for minutes played in a freshman season as she recorded 1,476 minutes played this season, and that's between 19 matches, and she started 18 of those. Brown played the full 90 minutes this season in 12 of those matches, including the final 11 on the year as well. And of course, let's not forget about the other senior, Kaylee Thornhill, who also helped out in scoring as well. Excuse me again. Man, trying to get through this final postcast for women's soccer here as well. So with that, I'm going to put a bow on that. K-State women's soccer ends the 2022 season with a 6-10-3 overall there as well, with their first ever appearance to the Big 12 tournament, which ended this afternoon in a shutout loss to Texas by a count of 4-0 there as well. They're going to miss. That is a lot of games played by Nemechek, Thornhill, Goings, and Van Carr. Yeah, they're going to need to replace that production next year. I think there's a couple more. Obviously, we looked at the roster going all the way back to summer. Me and Alex A. on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, which, oh, by the way, episode 128 is up wherever you get your podcast. It's been up now for a couple of days, but definitely if not checked it out, please download it, subscribe to our podcast, do what you do. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, Audioboom, and a couple more other places out there as well. Put the final touches on this. Kizzy Gillespie had a shot, and it was towards the goal. Porter Liss also had a shot in this game. Bailey Nemechek, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago there, she had a shot, but was it towards the net as well. Man, so hold your head up high, ladies. Great accomplishment, a huge feat this year, and we'll see that carries momentum there for next season. But for right now, K-State women's soccer is in the books for 2022 with a 6-10-3 record as they officially wrap up the season by losing in the quarterfinals to Texas. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. You're not subscribed now, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get on that now. Soccer has ended, and basketball, women's basketball, is about to begin. As I sit here, tomorrow we will have postcast of that. And you already know, postcast of men's and women's basketball. We're going to have that throughout the seasons as well as this postcast, the final postcast of soccer, comes to a close. Make sure K-State Nation, you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Project Podcast. K-State women's soccer concludes its 2022 season losing to Texas in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. this afternoon by a count of 4-0. Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.